Die Seagirls mit Ready for More, die heute, today, im Privatclub spielen. Ja. Das haben wir hier ein Mix-up, oder was? Das kann ja gar nicht sein. Müssen wir gleich nochmal hier klären. Auf jeden Fall haben wir Tickets natürlich für heute Abend. Und ich freue mich sehr, dass die Herrschaften jetzt hier live und in Farbe stehen, nämlich Rory, Andrew, Ollie und Henry. It's a pleasure having you here.
Dankeschön.
Sehr gerne. Ja, ihr kommt ja aus London.
Ja.
Und ihr hattet in der Schule ja auch Deutsch. You had German in school?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit.
Very bad.
Yeah.
Not me. Is it Kleines?
Yes. All right. So pull out all you have in your pockets and then we can switch to English, please.
Okay. Switch. No. Oh, all wie spät ist es?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ich heiße Andrew.
Was machst du?
Meerschweinchen.
Meerschweinchen.
Yeah, guinea pig, right?
Of course.
I hope that doesn't sound like something else.
Did you have a guinea pig at home?
No,
when you were
but
younger?
I remember learning. Gelb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But your pullover has another color, which is?
Grün.
Grün.
Yeah.
Genau.
Grün. Yeah.
Okay, so we're really happy to have you here. It's your first interview in Berlin.
In Berlin, yeah.
Ja, toll. Und wir können euch diese wunderbare Band vorstellen. Vier Jungs an der Zahl, die sich in der Schule kennengelernt haben, wie man es so oft hört. So you got to know each other in school.
Yes. Yep.
How old were you back then?
Kind of, most of us met when we were 13 and then Rory joined a bit later. Rory was 16, so everyone together at 16.
Wow. Also mit 16 Jahren in der Schule getroffen. Rory kam später dazu, aber Rory, ich muss halt leider immer an diese Kinderserie mit dem Auto denken. So you know this show with the car, Rory.
I get it all the time.
Do you?
I people tell me there are cartoon characters called Rory. Yeah. Like there's a tiger and, you know, there's a car.
But you have never watched it?
No.
Yeah, I can tell.
Nine times.
Were you all born in London or did you move to London?
I was born in Bangkok.
Really?
Born in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Come on. To make it more interesting, huh? Okay, in the suburbs of London you were born, right?
Yeah. Whatever you say.
So tell us about your last year. That was very successful, 2019, right?
Yeah, it was really exciting. We just did bigger and bigger shows and we did our first summer of festivals in Europe. Mm-hmm. We played Southside and Hurricane here, and it was just pretty crazy to sort of take our
show on the road,
our little band out of the UK and have people come watch us and stuff. Yeah.
So for how many years are you playing together now? You started out.
Coming up to five, right? 2015.
Yeah.
It's coming up to five.
2015.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're about in your early 20s then.
Yeah.
Sure. Wow, I could be your mother.
Yeah.
Okay, let's change the subject. So tonight you're going to play in Berlin. What did you do so far this year? Enjoy the first months or did you work hard?
So we're kind of middle way into our European tour. So we've done a few dates in the Netherlands. We just left Copenhagen 2 days ago and we did a show in Belgium as well. And we did Köln as well. So done a fair few already.
Köln.
Yeah, we struggled
really
that
good.
One.
That was a good crowd.
And I heard your shows are very energetic. Is that true?
I guess it is true, yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
And you have an artist in your crew because Rory, what are you drawing there? It's an umbrella with
umbrella man because it's been raining.
Yeah, of course, it's always raining here.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Of course, we have the greatest weather in Berlin, but right now it's not the best. So, if people never heard of Seagirls before, you should introduce yourself and your music a little bit more. What do you do? What inspires you?
I guess if we were to describe us simply, we're like an indie rock band, you know, alternative guitar pop. Got lots of different influences. It's kind of exciting, like massively like upbeat music, but with some quite varying themes, some quite dark, some just love songs. And, you know, there's a lot of attitude to it.
Who's responsible for the dark part?
All of us, I think. We've all got a little darkness in there.
Yeah.
Of course. And someone likes lots of sauce on their burgers, I read in a great interview.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
That's you.
Henry, yeah.
What kind of sauce do you prefer on your burger?
I love mayonnaise and mustard. Yeah.
French mustard.
There, but any like burger sauce, you know, whatever.
Sauce here is good.
Sauce just makes everything better in life, I think.
Yeah. Of course. So when we are in London, and lots of our listeners, I think, quite often go to London, give a great tip for a good yummy meal with lots of sauce.
I used to work in a burger restaurant called Meat Liquor. Does lots of good burgers. So if you're ever in London, hit that up.
They've got some awesome sauce there called Hippie Sauce, which is amazing. Yeah.
Hippie Sauce.
Yeah.
Am I right in thinking that mayonnaise is quite like, that's quite like a German thing, right? To have with your chips.
Yeah, we like it with our potatoes and potato salad with mayonnaise.
Because like the UK is a bit more ketchup, tomato ketchup. But I have like those.
And let's catch up with your music right now. Let's listen to another song. It's Sea Girls with Violet. Please introduce the song yourself.
This is Sea Girls and this is our track Violet.
More information. We need more information. Oh, right. I could have done that too.
Oh, right. It's basically a really optimistic night song about a night just working out perfectly.
Oh, yeah. An optimistic song.
Let's
more positive. Not that dark.
We can do that too.
Exactly.
DC Girls mit Violet bei Stadt, Land, Flux. Die vier Briten sind immer noch hier bei uns im Studio. Das war noch ein Song auch ihrer aktuellen EP. Da wollen wir eigentlich ja auch mal wissen, wann die ganze Platte rauskommt. Erstmal welcome back hier.
Awesome.
On the fifth floor. You're still here.
Love it.
Had a boogie.
Dance.
So what about the debut album? We need to know when it will come out.
Well,
you seem to be really working hard on your stuff. Yeah. So
we've got a lot of music coming out last year. I think we only put 3 tracks out last year. This year we've got an EP and an album. The album will be later in the year.
Yeah.
Not too late in the year though. And we got an EP coming out in March. Mm-hmm. 6 track CD and vinyl.
What will be for you the most important reaction in Britain when it comes out? I don't know, like a magazine or bloggers or whomever, BBC or what are you waiting for? Yeah. Only the fans, of course.
We want to play the shows and then hear them sing everything back to us. That's the best. But I don't intend to read anything about us. I don't really read much about us. Because someone's bound to hate something or love something too much, and that can I don't want that to affect it.
What about Brexit and Mexit? Any statements on that?
Mexit. Well,
rank them.
Which one's more important?
which one was soft?
Maybe that's the album so good that we cancel Brexit. That's my hope.
It could go so well that it all stops.
Heal division.
Yeah, do people and friends talk about that a lot, or is this
in the UK?
Brexit,
definitely.
All the time.
It's in the news all the time. Yeah,
it's so boring.
You can't hear any more about that.
We've had 3 years of it or whatever.
Do you think of as artists about that? That it'll probably change.
Yeah, it will change
you?
Things for us.
We don't. You don't know, but it will. We don't know how, but it will definitely.
Because touring will change. Everything's going to be different. It'll be a lot harder. So it's a sad thing for us too, because of that, but for many other reasons as well.
And what about Mexit?
Mexit.
That's sad too.
Devastating.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Nothing worse has ever happened.
Das wollen wir natürlich auch wissen, ne? Wenn Meghan und Harry jetzt nach Kanada umgezogen sind.
Yeah.
It's all over in the press here.
I don't really care.
I think they should be able to opt out.
They want.
I mean, fine.
Nobody should care about that. It's not that important.
No.
Seagulls are important. Normally, I don't ask that question, but of course, now I'm going to do it. Anyway, why are you called Sea Girls and not Sea Boys?
Sea Boys.
That sounds rubbish.
The Sea Boys.
Well, I guess it makes you think twice, maybe, when you hear us. And we've had people come to our gigs expecting to see
girls.
The girls and you see boys. And maybe kind of, make you think twice.
Why not? It's much better than Sea Boys.
If you say so.
Yeah.
So, Damage Done ist der letzte Song, den wir hören. Und da wollen wir natürlich auch noch ganz kurz ein bisschen was zu erfahren, wenn sie schon hier sind. So tell us about Damage Done.
Damage Done is sort of...
a darker song, let me guess.
Ready for More is the darkest of that trio you played. So, but Damage Done is kind of remembering, when my first relationship broke down. So it's very nostalgic and it's kind of just it's a moving on song. It's putting that to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, also da ist meine Beziehung in die Brüche gegangen und man muss aber irgendwann wieder aufstehen, sich aufrappeln und weitermachen und das in der Vergangenheit lassen. Und davon handelt dieser Song, nämlich Damage Done. Die Sea Girls heute Abend im Privatclub, das war ihr erstes Interview hier in Berlin bei Flux FM. Wir freuen uns sehr und wir freuen uns auf die neue Platte, die im Herbst dann rauskommt. Und dann werden vielleicht ja Rory, Andrew, Ollie und Henry wieder hier aufschlagen. Das wäre doch eine Freude. Bis bald. Have a great gig tonight.
Thank you very much.
And great rest of the tour here in Munich and wherever you're going.
Yeah,
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Paris.
They have good sauce.
You're so international.
Oh, yeah.
Indie stars.
Ooh, yeah, international indie
stars.
Yeah,
yeah.